The vaccine friendly plan book published in 2016, that put the target on me. The medical board starts coming after me. In 2019, I get a letter from the Oregon Medical Board, prove that the vaccine friendly plan is as safe as the CDC schedule. I mean, the CDC's never done a single study looking at health outcomes of their entire schedule. To this date, it's never been done, but they wanted me to do this. So I thought, well, I can do a quality assurance analysis of every patient born into my practice and look at all health outcomes. Let's see what happens, because I knew within my practice I had hundreds of families that were choosing not to vaccinate. I had thousands of children who were variably vaccinated. So it was a massive data set. Why not look at it? Thank you, Medical Board, for asking me to do this. That was published in November of 2020. And 5 days after that publication was available online, I get a call from my attorney. The Oregon Medical Board has emergently suspended your license. Now, that wasn't a coincidence. I gave them the information they wanted, except they didn't want the information that they got. Anyway, the study we published in the International Journal of Public Health was powerful. Ty, we had, I think it was 560 some unvaccinated children, almost 3,000 variably vaccinated, and we age matched the unvaxxed to the vaccinated and looked at all health outcomes. What we found was for every single health outcome, whether it was neurodevelopmental things like developmental delays, ADD, ADHD, even autism, all the allergies, eczema, and infections. This is the other thing. Those who are unvaccinated had so little infection of any kind, which sort of shatters that narrative. Well, you need to get your vaccines to protect others against infection. Well, it turns out from our data that was very significant, those who were unvaccinated were actually providing the greatest protection to the community because they don't get sick.